Hey guys, I just wanted to say thank you for the support, and I just want to go over a few things before I dive right in here. See, I'm writing this on July 15th, 2017, so that may help put this timeline together. The 15th is a Saturday, so on the 10th, that was this past Monday, we were moving out when I found the symbol in my house. The next day was when the police found the other symbols. By that time, we'd already straight up left my house because I'm not going to get offed like the cliche horror idiot. I'm currently staying in a nice little one-story in New Market, about 20 minutes away from where I lived at the start of the week. On Wednesday, I decided that I'd investigate this and see if I could help close the case. Being in journalism now and taking the year-long criminal law course in high school, I felt like I could at least have somewhat of a shot of nabbing this bastard. And Evan's in on it, and Matt may be flying over from Denver at some point in the near future. I've also enlisted the help of my girlfriend Violet and my cousins from Middlebury, the ones that I'd call when we were mapping the reach of Channel 107. Their names are Dennis and Tori. Right after I posted yesterday, I got a call from Evan about a man in Saco, Maine, who allegedly had some inside info about Channel 107. He wanted to talk to me. He asked me if I wanted to set up an interview with the man, and you could probably guess that I asked him why he didn't already set one up. Surprisingly, he told me that he already did just that. I was to meet him tomorrow at Dunkin' Donuts off 195, and Evan proceeded to text me the directions and tell me to meet him at once. I went up early and got to the store around 12:30. Surprisingly, he showed up early too. He was there about 5 minutes after I was, and came right over to me, saying the legal pad kinda gave away who I was. He got a coffee, and then came back and proceeded to jump right into the details. Now, what you're investigating is something the police will never be able to stop, and the FBI will never be able to fully solve. If you're really going to go through this, know that every clue you think you stumble upon is really either a trap or them trying to get you to run around in circles. So there isn't just one killer? Did you see the same news report I did? One person's not going to fill an entire basement with dead bodies like that. I mean, maybe they could, but that's besides the point. The point is that I'm warning you to stop. Journalists like you never do, so it's basically pointless to urge you to end the investigation. They'll forever be at least 5 steps ahead of you. And do you know how many of them there are? The last time I knew the real number was back in 2007. And there are probably 20 members. And do you mind me asking you how you know about all this? He stopped. Sighed heavily, contemplating whether or not he should tell me. He took a sip of his coffee before he continued. I was best friends with their leader. His name was Colin Killian. I have no idea what his name is now. He changed it to Benjamin Stowell before I found out about him and the rest of them. And then he probably changed his name again. He'd probably gone through 4 or 5 identities by now, and he was saving up money before he had his plastic surgery so he could become an entirely different person. He's in charge of the cult. What I could tell, watching some of the tapes from Channel 107, he was the one running the whole situation. I don't know where the station fit into the plan, though. Plan? The whole reason I moved from Brockton to here is because of him. See, I almost moved to Nova Scotia, and I decided that it'd make more sense to assume a new identity and stay here. You never think I'm right under his nose. The reason I move is because I found his plan. I feel like part of this was to let me find it out. Basically, he started the cult because he believed that our current state of society is too built to care about the fact that we're all doomed if we continue to live this way and some sort of shit like that. And that, if he killed enough people, he'd get attention to change the world. So he started killing people in the late 90s. In order to get attention. I think he went over into Pennsylvania and offed that Ray Greischer guy. One they're still looking for. But the years went by. It never really worked, so he came back with a plan to assassinate the president in October 2017 so far. Everything seems to be going as planned. He's tracking people down. Wait, he's tracking people down? One of the key points of the plan. It was a shit ton of tracking equipment planted in Channel 107's feeds so that the viewers could be tracked down. That's where the channel has to fit in. So when the police started monitoring it, he'd know who and where. He's a fucking genius. And by this time, he knew that the symbol he created would have to come back to haunt people into remembering the mass murders. Then he started hunting down the journalists who were trying to get the scoop. He's right on track. So he had labeled for the summer of 2017. So wait, what you're saying is that he's going to assassinate the president by October? If we didn't stop him sooner. Mrs. Wee, I'm not gonna stop him unless I absolutely have to. I've learned from him that you have to let things take their natural course, because if you try to interfere, it's you who'll pay the price. Wait, so you're just gonna let this maniac kill the president? He paused, furrowed his brows, something big on his mind. He slugged down the rest of his coffee and said, "Give you the information you came for. But don't ever come back, especially now. Now that you've been marked." Marked? You know exactly what I mean. You're just trying to pick my brain more. He's coming for you. I suggest you try and get out of his way. He left without saying another word. I gathered myself and left soon after, arriving back to my home. In just under an hour and a half, I couldn't believe that I'd found so many answers so quickly. I prayed that this was luck. I'd have the rest of the investigation, but of course, that thought flew out of the window as soon as I turned on my phone and had 4 missed calls from Evan, 2 missed calls from Violet, and about 10 different texts, all from different people, some of whom I'd never heard of before. When I walked into my home, I saw Violet waiting with 2 police officers around my kitchen table. Dennis had gone missing. He was last seen about 2 hours ago on CCTV at the Dollar Tree in the middle of Newmarket with 2 bags of things, as he was followed closely by a jet black van with no windows. The cops were going through dash cams and traffic cams as we spoke to try to see what happened, but things weren't looking too hot. As the cops were leaving, one of them got a phone call that seemed very concerning, and I started feeling sick to my stomach. As the other cop closed the door, he said, "Don't worry about it. If you want, we can have an unmarked car stay in front of your house tonight." I took him up on the offer. About an hour after that, Violet was leaving. As I saw her headlights turn on, I got a text message from an unknown number, and the message read, "I wouldn't let her leave if I were you. Who knows what'll happen to her?" And to top it all off, there was the winky emoji. I texted Violet and told her to come back and stay the night, to which she did. We both got some sleep, and honestly, I don't know how. However, when I woke up, I found something that made me listen to the man's words more closely. I went outside to see the unmarked car that had its windshield broken, and the officer was lying in the middle of the driveway. Holes, stab wounds all over his body. There was a note on the door. I didn't notice it first because I was too distracted by the car. Painted in blood was simply 107. And the note on the door said, "Next time you go snooping around, the pain you'll feel will be unimaginable." And of course, to put the cherry on the creepy fucking sundae, there was a crude drawing of that puppet in the bottom right-hand corner. That it was the puppet I'd only seen once or twice on that channel. Believe me, it was scary enough.